The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not
afraid, I'm not afraid. See Live Off the Record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. If you want to text us today, the numbers are the same. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me, 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can TC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So we have, at the beginning of the show, some special guests to talk to about a special event coming up. Once we are done with that, and I want to ask you a question. So stay tuned for that afterward. Ashley and the Crystal, I'm so sorry if I don't have surnames from the Catherine Florence Initiative. How are you, ladies?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I don't know. I think this heat draining a little bit. I don't know what it's doing to you, but, you know, other than that, I'm good. So I guess keep drinking lots of water, lots of water. It's so hot now, you don't even yearn for, like, soda pop and stuff like that. You want water, even though I cut down on that stuff, but you want water. But you need it.
You're right, Chino.
Right, definitely. Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stay hydrated.
I even have a friend of mine, he's a construction worker, and he said, you know, Chivago, man, you don't even be trying to drink soda and stuff no more, man. You're drinking water because it's killing out there. Say by 1 o'clock, they gotta go home.
Yeah, the heat, all that sugar and stuff, it just makes you even more thirsty.
Exactly. Listen, yeah, let me give you one tip. Let me help you out a little bit, okay? Add one tiny touch of salt in your water.
I'm told that.
Mm-hmm, the electrolytes will help you stay hydrated longer. I thought it was a gimmick until I tried it one day and I was like, wow, my Grammy didn't lie.
No, I'm told that. And I got that from a health professional too, who little bit.
Yeah, just a touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they said the sea salt is even better for it. Or the Himalayan salt and them kind of salt.
Right. And not any of the iodized salt. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The more natural stuff.
They say why that is because the minerals in the salt help the water to actually get to the cells more effectively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's I gotta remember to do that for sure.
Yeah. Right.
Listen to you know your stuff.
Listen, man, when you have had to contend with prostate cancer,
true.
You learn a lot of things to mm-hmm. try to mitigate life's alternative.
Mm. Well, I am very happy that you are up and kicking with us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The Catherine Florence Initiative, what is it first?
Okay. So, hi, I'm Crystal, by the way. The Catherine Florence Initiative is a newly formed nonprofit here in the Bahamas. So we have two main missions in our initiative. So the first one is human rights advocacy through education. And the second is improvement to access to education for young Bahamians. So my co-founder, Ashley, and I, when we first thought of this initiative, it started with us having the world's longest, it was a series of conversations over about a 3-ish year period, which ended in about a 16-hour FaceTime call between the two of us, when we finally decided that, listen, if we keep running our mouth, we just as bad as the people who we keep complaining about, so we need to do something about this. So when we took the conversation seriously on what it is we should do about this, we realized that a lot of issues boiled down to ignorance. So we said, okay, so how do you combat ignorance? Through education. So that's how the whole thing started. And I'm very passionate about a number of human rights issues, and she's very passionate about education, and she said, I've taught her a lot, I'm sure. Yeah, she got to confirm that.
I can confirm that I've learned a lot from Crystal, definitely.
Y'all have a good relationship there. The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Definitely.
Now, I'm deadly serious about this, because we, you know, you have lots of listeners. And people, sometimes we can take for granted that, you know, maybe something isn't really an issue. Mm-hmm. Do we have human rights issues?
Absolutely, positively so.
Yes, sir, we do.
Hold on, let me ask the question again. Do we have human rights issues?
We do.
Okay. So, I mean, so seriously, just tell us about it. I mean, like you said, you have a number of human rights issues that you're passionate about. Tell us about some of them.
Well, primarily, what we decided to start off with as an initiative is working with women's rights issues, primarily because I guess you can say it is a bit more personal, but when we decided that we really wanted to actually, you know, speak to the community, all of this kind of jump-started because of issues that were happening in the country at the time, primarily a terrible case that we had heard about an 11-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted in the country. And this had happened, I want to say, around October of 2022.
Yeah, you're right. October, November. Yeah. That time.
And that was when we decided that, you know, this is one of those topics that we can't just let rest and get, you know, overshadowed by all of the other things in the news. So we wanted to give back to our community by, you know, platforms using different kinds of media. And that's why we started writing articles for the Nassau Guardian. And we published our first article that was
February
of 2024. And then we published a second one in June. And then we published our most recent article about 4 weeks ago at the beginning of July.
Okay. Any other issues? So you know, the extent to which girls, women are being abused sexually or otherwise is a human rights issue that definitely we've seen more and more people calling attention to, and it's been an issue over long periods of time.
Right.
And sometimes we're in some of these parts of the world where maybe it isn't as acute as where you see in some other parts of the world. Women are subjected to the extent of 80% to mutilation of their private parts and these kinds of things. So we sometimes get a little lulled to sleep, but there are still these issues prevalent, persisting in our own societies. And so we note that is one of many others.
Yes, definitely. We're not going to forget about women's rights. By the time we start other campaigns, we want to continue promoting women's rights and, you know, the fight for equality. But we also tentatively wanted to also discuss accessibility and disability issues in the Bahamas. Tentatively, that is going to be a part of our campaign moving forward. But there are other issues that we want to discuss, but we want to keep everyone's minds on women's rights.
Yeah. And also, just on something that you said, when you said that because our issue, the United Nations published a report, forgive me because the year slips my mind, but in this report that the United Nations published, it found that the Bahamas had the highest reported cases of sexual abuse and sexual violence in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, per capita.
Per capita. Let me just say on that. The fact that we have the highest reported amount of rapes, it's good and bad. And the good part about it is that it means that we have the mechanisms in place, or at least in theory, to report. Because it's not that others don't have these same issues. It's just that at least here we report it. So we're a step in the right direction. The problem is we took the step in the right direction and decided to stop taking steps.
Right. We want to report, and we don't want to be. We want to report, and we don't want as many incidences or any incidences being to have to be reported.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're keeping ourselves, you know, relatively more transparent than other countries by reporting all of our incidents.
Theory, reporting our incidents.
Yes, but on the other hand, we are not trying to actually gear ourselves towards re-educating people in order for these statistics to decrease, you know.
And you think education is going to do it?
Absolutely.
Yes, because a big part of our country, our country's, I guess, one of our setbacks is that we a lot of people are victims of willing ignorance, I should say.
Yeah,
because
ignorance.
We are definitely capable of going in a better direction. We have a beautiful, very strong, very powerful little nation here. But we need to have people who are others in a better direction. So that's even though we're small and it's just us two young women here trying to make a difference, we want to be able to provide education for other people in the Bahamas.
Yeah, and you have to remember too, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. The more people know, you do better when you know better. Mm-hmm. And the bigger issue here is that a lot of people don't, unfortunately, sad to say, don't know better, or they don't understand why they should know better, or when they know better, they don't understand the reasons behind whatever explanation it is someone would have given them to not do certain things.
Mm. Let me ask you a question. Which generation do you guys belong to? You know, we got the Generation X, Gen Z. You know, which generation y'all belong to?
Child, Ashley got to answer that, I ain't sure.
Well, I've actually because of my background in English, I'm doing English and American literature in school, so I study a lot of information about generations and trends in generations through media and literature. And we factor into Gen Z.
Really?
Yeah. I see. Gen Z covers people from ages 24 at the moment to 9.
Okay.
People who are between 9 and 24 right now are a part of Gen Z.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I ask is because it's so important for, because you know you all represent a great significant portion of the Bahamian population, right?
Yes, right, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So it's so important for people to hear people in their own age groups advocate for positive things too. Because in your grouping, your most in group is your peers.
Agreed.
Definitely.
Sorry, parents, it's not us. it's the peers.
Yeah, you learn from those around you.
Yeah, for sure. And so now, you know, because I was going to ask you guys, there are other voices out there speaking to human rights issues and other groups speaking to human rights issues. What's unique about your offering? And to me, that's one of them, is that you uniquely fit in this group of people who everybody is trying to get a handle on.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. That is one of the things that makes us unique. I think the second thing that makes us unique is probably are the differences between me and Ashley, because I think because we have different interests here, we're focused on the same problem but in different ways, and I think because of that we tend to bounce ideas off of each other in a way that other people probably won't do. So for example, we have a more well-rounded approach, I guess you can say, to how we approach these issues. And I also think that I can't speak for Ashley, but I can speak for myself. I have time. I'm only 22. I could advocate all day if need be. So I think that that's probably my greatest strength right now, my energy on the matter. And yeah, what about you, Ash?
Well, I would just say I agree with the fact that we both have separate interests, because I have an interest in writing and English literature. Crystal is focused on law and international relations. So we have a very interdisciplinary approach to how we want to address different issues. And I think that because of the skills that we have with law and the humanities, we're able to write, you know, really thorough pieces of work that, you know, a lot better than, you know, I would say.
A lot better than most. And yeah. I think our backgrounds are different, like general life backgrounds, personal backgrounds are different. Mm-hmm. And I think that that helps as well, probably, in the fact that we have two very different circle of friends outside of our friendship. And so we get very different opinions on different things. And I think all of that helps.
And it helps that you guys are very articulate and you have a good grasp of what it is that you are dealing with. And so you come across as people who, you know, someone might stop and listen to when one of these days you're going to come back on the show and let's talk about things broadly. I know okay. you're here for a particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Lead Her. It's an event you have coming up. Let's talk about that. What's that?
Oh, I love it when people say Lead Her. Say it like that one more time.
Lead Her.
I love that. Okay. So Lead Her is our women's rights initiatives. We began it in February when we launched our first article. We chose the name Lead Her, well, obviously on a play on the word leader. So we decided that we wanted to empower young Bahamian women in particular. And we decided that the best way to empower them is through example, because we came from a similar position to you. And if you see us doing this, then hopefully it'll help you to see that I too can do this. Second of all, we chose the name Lead Her. Well, actually, I think Ashley can explain this part better.
Well, the reason why we decided to do a little play on words with Lead Her is because we wanted to, on top of actually empowering women, we wanted to make the initiative about the best way for me to say this is for Lead Her, we wanted to the idea that women can lead. Women are able to, women are strong enough and capable enough mentally and emotionally to lead. And our initiative focuses on, you know, helping women to realize their true potential. And we've been writing articles in the Nassau Guardian about different women's rights issues, because we want to show that, you know, women are not meant to be subordinate and subservient. Women are not meant to be above men either. This is definitely not an anti-man campaign.
It's not a me versus you kind of thing.
Yeah, so we want to encourage men not to see us as the enemy either.
I promise you, to put it in colloquial terms, we are not your ops, I promise.
Like, yeah, so we
and, you know, the thing about it is when people go there, mm-hmm. and because you're stressing leadership of women, mm-hmm. and then you have people, not just men, by the way, who go there. You have women who go there as well, who go to that, well, you're all trying to take over this. That's because they don't understand leadership, because leadership is essentially a service reality, and everybody can serve, and so mm-hmm. everybody can lead.
Yes.
You know, and so it to ask women and young girls to see their potential to lead in any and all circumstances is really to ask everyone to explore their human potential.
Yeah, right, exactly. Definitely. You got the gist of it. Would you like to come and help us work with us?
Listen, I cannot but really do anything but believe in the leadership of women, because I have been led by far too many effective women.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So I'd be denying my own reality to do it. So just hold off. We want to take a break. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back, we will continue talking about Lead Her. Okay?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm talking with Ashley and Crystal from the Catherine Florence Initiative. We'll be back right after this break.
All up if you feel like you've been down the same road. Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe! The car?
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Cavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are here with Crystal and Ashley from the Catherine Florence Initiative. We're talking about an upcoming event they are having called Lead Her. We have a text here that says, Gen Z persons born in 2024, they will be 14 years old to 28 years old. Millennials, Generation Y, are persons born from 1981 to 1985. In 2024, they'll be between 43 and 29 years old. You know, if I did read that, they've been 430 years, right? It's 43. And after this 2011 to present is Generation Alpha and Generation Next. Just says just for them to know their target demographics, age groupings. Okay,
thank you.
So we're talking about Lead Her. So we know what the play on the word Lead Her is. Just so you all know, he can lead.
Basically.
So lead her, lead her, leader,
lead her, yes.
She can lead, he can lead. So there you go. All right, and the event is when?
Sunday, August 18th at the New Providence Community Center from 4:30 p.m.
Okay, and the event comprises what? What will happen on that occasion?
So at 4:30 p.m., we're going to have a bit of a networking reception where we are inviting people of all ages to come in, meet other people, talk about our articles if you wish, talk about the weather, talk about the news, discuss whatever you'd like, really. And then at 6 p.m., we begin the actual event, which is a talent show concert fundraiser.
Okay, and who is this open to participating?
Everyone.
It's open to everyone, young and old. It's a family affair. Okay. People of all ages can come. Come with your spouses, with your children. Come tell your friends. Any and everyone can attend.
Okay, and did I miss the food?
Yes, we will have food. We will have food and beverages on sale, and we also do have tickets on sale. 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Bahamas Crisis Center.
We are taking no cut, ladies and gentlemen. They get everything.
Absolutely everything. So,
and you have a cocktail reception, right?
Uh-huh, yes. From 4:30.
That starts at 4:30. Yeah. 5:45. So, you know, folks, you can get your cocktail.
Yeah, man. In the words of Solo, come wet your throat before the main event.
And then you have the talent show at 6:00.
Yes, and the talent show runs from 6:00 to 8:00.
Okay, you all ain't showing off no talent.
Listen. After pulling this together, I can't. No, my talent
that's a good one.
Our
that's
talent one. Was pulling this together.
And if you want to see more talent,
what's gonna happen with it? What do you expect in the talent show? I mean, people singing, dancing. What's gonna happen?
Yeah, man, we got singing. Actually, Ashley is gonna display her talent. She's gonna be singing with her choir. So we're gonna have singing, dancing, spoken word.
Yes, we're going to have songs. We're going to have dancing. We're going to have spoken word. I will be participating in the program as a performer with my choir. The Centerville Seventh-day Adventist Church Choir has graciously offered their services and their time to come and be doing two of our most popular songs from our cultural concert showcase that we had just a few weeks ago. My wonderful choir director, Daniel Boswick, he does an amazing job with our choir, and he told when I asked him to help, he was willing and ready to participate. So please come and tune in for that. We also have a few song selections, you know, musical renditions. And it's going to be a lovely show. It's going to be great.
Listen, y'all, we really need y'all to come out because I had to, my little cousin, Timothy, I would like to say a thank you and a shout out to Timmy because Timmy done pulled together a whole band. A whole junk new performance for y'all. So come out and see them.
Okay. And now they are different admission prices. You wanna
talk
about those? Yes.
Yeah, of course. So we have a general admission. We have general admission seating starting at $10 for children. So that's 12 and under. Teen tickets from ages 13 to 18 for $15. And then we have adult admission tickets for $20. Mm-hmm. Then we have our cocktail table tickets for $50 per person. And then we have VIP table tickets for $150. Then, guys, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Bahamas Crisis Center.
Yeah, if you want to be big ting, get a VIP ticket.
Yeah, go ahead, yes.
Oh, I was just saying, if you want to be big ting, get yourself a VIP ticket. You get yourself some priority parking. Food and drinks included in that. You get to sit at a nice table. Come, style and profile. Feel free.
I said I was going to just highlight that the VIP includes a number of those kinds of things. And you get the high boy ticket, which is $50, priority parking, high boy seating, one free drink, etc. So, and again, all of this is for the Crisis Center.
Yes, and they do a lot of wonderful work. They take so many different victims who are coming and seeking assistance. Every single day of the year, they do lots of wonderful work, and we wanted to support them with this fundraiser.
Yes, and we also want to say a thank you. We're going to say it on the day, and I'm also going to say it now, to Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson for all the work that she's done over the years, because really and truly, she walked so that we ain't running yet, but she walked so that someday we can run. So in doing this is really just a way to pay it forward to someone that came before us and did this kind of work so elegantly and with so much class and grace and grit. And I hope one day I could be as strong as her. I don't know when the day gonna come, but I hope so.
Amen, 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 amen. Now, where can people get tickets from?
Now, we are going, if people want to get tickets, please get in contact with us. We have social media platforms, and you can reach us by our company email. Our social media for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Instagram and TikTok handles are women. Then we have our Twitter handle as Women's242, and our Facebook handle is also Women's Rights 242.
Yes.
And we have a company email, the CatherineFlorence242@gmail.com. So that's CatherineFlorence, Florence, FLORENCE, 242@gmail.com. And then if you need to WhatsApp someone by a for location or anything like that, we can actually deliver tickets. So please, I'm encouraging you all to contact 929-595-6572 on WhatsApp. We will deliver tickets to you.
If you want a shorter Bahamian number that you can contact.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You can contact 422-5335. Now if you want another long number, you can contact, actually, no, that's too many long numbers. Just 422-5335. And also for the email, no space, no caps, CatherineFlorence242@gmail.com.
I took down the short number. So I'm gonna call the short number. So the short number could deliver 3 tickets to the Guardian so that the first 3 people who call the show, there you're gonna get a complimentary $20 ticket to this event. All right? That's on me.
Okay. Yes, what's this on you? Yes. Yeah.
The faces we started making.
Last year going like, okay, now where are you going with this? Oh, no, that's on me. I'm paying for those. But if the first 3 people who call the show, you'll get those tickets. So if y'all could get them to the Guardian, then I will get the funds
yeah,
to you.
We got you.
We definitely can.
And thank you very much for supporting like that. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate the work you're doing. We appreciate the effort you're making to empower and to bring need attention brought to them all the time. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And we'll be in touch because you got to come back. We got to come back. We got a whole full 2 hours and we can talk Lord. About any number of things. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You might be in competition with Rodney as leader of the Woman Dam. Sponsoring tickets.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Crystal and Ashley from the Catherine Florence Initiative. Don't forget, on the 18th is the Lead Her event. And God bless you all.
Sponsored by Mr. Leander Bryce at A. Shorewin. Thank you to him.
There you go. All right. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Join us in helping to support the Bahamas Children shopping at Janae's Uniform Center. Just drop your coins or more in the special donation box.
You can also help by donating vitamins, snacks, medicines, books, and more.
Visit the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel directly, or you can donate online at bceh242.org or call 361-4124 or 807-6155.
And thank you for helping us.
The Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720, the 796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Okay, so it isn't uncommon to hear someone say, you know, I applied for this to the government and it took this long. That's one thing. So the time it takes is long. And then for someone else to say, you know, I applied to the government for this and I submitted all of my documents only to have them come back and say, we need you to send in this document. And you say, but I sent you all that document before. And they say, well, we don't have it. We need you to resubmit it. Or to say, I applied to the government for this. And they said that I applied to the wrong place and that I needed, therefore, to apply to somewhere else. And then when they said I needed to apply to someone else. And I'm just so sick and tired of running up and down. Or I applied to the government for this, for a renewal for that, and they asked me for the same things they asked me for before. Why didn't they keep the information I gave them before? Or I applied to the government this, and then I got it back. It wasn't the right thing. Strangely enough, some of these complaints are also complaints you hear in the private sector. Yes, you heard me, in the private sector. I tried to open up a bank account. Took me weeks to do so, someone might say. I applied to the bank, same bank, my bank, for something. And they required me to supply the same set of information I just gave them the other day for another something I applied to them for. So I'm bringing those things to the fore because you probably have more. You probably, those are just some listing of things. And so I'm asking this question to you. What is it that you wish that happened easier, more efficiently, effectively, in this country, in the public or private sector? What is the experience that you are having that you say, man, it has to be easier than this. It has to be better than this. And let me tell you something. Those of you in the private sector who love to rag on the public sector, in some spaces in the private sector, you are simply no better. Do you hear me? No better. You rag on the private public sector about taxes and taxation. Let me tell you something. In some systems in this country, in the private sector, you nickel and dime people for everything, just like they pay in taxes. You say the private sector take the public sector takes too long to do things. Can I tell you guys something? Shh. In some places, you need quiet. You rag on these people about, oh, y'all, these people are too, they're not motivated. They don't know how to do good customer service or excellence. If you're in the private sector, But you tell me, folk, you live in the country. What do you wish we could do easier? We could do better. We can do more. And why? Why? Because we want to. See, don't let nobody fool you, man. Doing things easier gives you an edge in the world. Doing things better gives you an edge in the world. People start whispering about you. People start shouting about you. People start telling other people about you. You know, in that country, God, your own citizens start thinking, man, bro, I don't know the experience you're having in your country, but in my country, oh my goodness, isn't it wonderful to be able to get this done and to do this and do the next thing? And it doesn't take a lot of stuff. We are just entirely better off doing things easy and better. Can I say something to you guys? Doing things easier and better in the Bahamas could unleash, in my mind, and I don't have any objective basis for this, but I suspect that we could get a nice bump in our gross domestic product, our economic growth, just by doing things easier and better. I really believe that. I believe people will feel more inclined to get out there and do things. People will be more, they would do some things they do more often. They would not be procrastinating about doing things because they know, yeah, man, that don't wait. Apply, man, trust me, you can hear from them soon. But in far too many areas, both in private and public life, oh my word, getting stuff done is incredible. Tell me if this isn't true today in both the public and private sectors. It is harder to reach anyone than it ever used to be. Harder by telephone, by email. Boy, it's just harder. What could be done easier, better? Say, great show as usual. Getting your business license renewal in the Bahamas is past ridiculous. Really, really? How long is it really for a renewal? Why would a business license renewal take any kind of time? If you're in good standing, for instance, why? Why would a business license renewal take any time? You're a business. You registered, so you got the license. So I know that such and such is in business. You have a license fee to tax to pay. You pay your license tax. You now apply for renewal. Why should that take any time? Boom, this is so-and-so, in good standing, boom, you renewed. Today, 24 hours. Why would it take longer? Why should it take longer? Aren't we interested in people being and staying in business? If I apply to you to renew the license you gave me, why would it take any time for you to say, please go carry on? Let me tell you something. And people 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 who so you apply to a place and they're not you. Business, right? They're not paying salaries. They're not paying leases. They're not paying electricity bills. They're not paying vendors, right? They're not paying other utilities. They're not on the grind like you. They're comfortable in an air-conditioned place knowing that come the end of the month, come the middle of the week, I'm getting paid. So in essence, they don't feel you. They don't feel what you feel. And that's part of the problem. They don't care that they say to you, oh, that's going to take 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2 weeks. They don't care. That don't bother them. They should care, but they don't care too many times. Too many times, they don't care. That's reality. See, I had to go and ask who wanted $100. True story. They told me they had my back, but they had a backlog. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand, everybody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Golan, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 336-232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What is it that you would like to see done easier and better in this country? I have one response, business license. And then I have another response, who business license? Here's the text. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Business license renewal is taking longer than it should because DIR assumes they are infallible. We paid and were issued a receipt. In 2024, we applied for renewal again. We were assessed and paid. However, the receipt issued for 2024 was somehow incorrectly dated 2023. So DIR is insisting we pay again for 2024. We were provided with the two receipts they issued, i.e. the correctly dated receipt for 2023 and the incorrectly dated receipt for 2024. But they refused to budge and insist we pay the 2024 fee again plus interest. They need a shift in attitude and need to hire competent staff who can understand. Well, you think they don't have competent staff who understand? Let me give you a text just like your text. Well, not like it. But concerning Inland Revenue, this says, great show as usual, but the customer service was actually a 9 out of 10 at Inland Revenue. You know I ain't lying, because if it was not, you would have seen me text the bad service, says this texter. So maybe in the experience you had some folk who got it wrong, but not every instance or circumstance suggests that they don't have competent staff. The text says, perhaps the answer as to why it takes so long is tied to why it takes so long for government to give us fewer retailers an increase in our profit margin. Why? I don't. You think so? You think that applying for a business license takes long because the government is concerned about how the people would respond to a higher of an increase in the profit margin? You really think that is true? So governments aren't eager to give bus drivers price increases, taxi drivers, gas station owners. None of them are they interested in increasing those prices. Why? Or even BPL. Oh, look at what they're doing with the Grandmama Power Company now. That's not because they're not taking long to consider that because it's inefficient or stuff like that. It's because the politics don't play well to increase prices in those areas. But politics would play well if somebody actually got their business license renewed quickly. So I don't agree with that notion at all. Said, good job, cash flow. Say, Ashley and Crystal, you are doing a great job educating the public. Keep it up. Oh, yeah. Okay. Says, would you believe I have been requesting a supplemental credit card for the manager, my daughter, for 2 years? We just got the card randomly in the mail and it was instantly blocked on the first purchase for fraud. Why is getting a credit card so hard? I give up. Wow. Now that's a private sector thing, right? So how about getting your credit card easier? And it took long. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. So many Haitians are selling liquor and food illegally while Bahamians get turned around for a business license. Selling 30 days is the street name for illegal sale of liquor. Okay. So what is it that you're requesting? You're saying, yeah, we take long for business license, regular business license. You get 30 days in no time. This text says the service and treatment at Princess Margaret Hospital. Okay, so there you go. Somebody wants to serve at Princess Margaret Hospital easier and better. Okay. This text says the phone answering at most, if not all government offices, including schools. It's rough, but it's not just government offices, but I hear you. It's not just government offices, though. Oh, in the private sector, man. Dang. It's something. Nowadays, they got you on these answering machines. Thank you for calling Dummies on the Zoom. Our numbers, please pay careful attention because I think I may have changed in recent times. Blah, blah, blah. If you press 1, press 2. I might get some heat for saying this, but Inland Revenue is operating like the IRS. They ain't playing. Well, tell the texter, do not get a credit card. That's just a bad decision. No, it's not. Bad decision how you use it, but getting one isn't a bad decision. You want to rent a car? Credit card is handy. You want to rent a hotel? Credit card is handy. All you have to remember is credit isn't free money, you know, it has to be supported by money, right? So I don't think it's a bad decision to get a credit card at all. Not in the world we live in today, especially if you travel in person, right? So what else? We have hospital, business license, credit cards. That's it. That's all about. We're straight. Most things are doing well in the Bahamas. Easy to do. For his school project to talk about international trade. And he was asking me how easy is it for importers to import things in the Bahamas. I said, well, it's relatively easy when you think of what we can import. We don't have many bans on things. We don't have many quotas on things. We don't have many technical requirements. I said, but it may be challenging when it comes to having to get those things past the border through customs and all that, because you have to pay You have to make submissions, paperwork, either through a broker or some other means. And then you got to pay and you know, you got to assess taxes on this and fees on that and VAT on this. I said, so generally speaking, it's easy to do the import, but maybe getting to pick up your import at the end of the day, it may take some stuff. Now, the exempt, I have heard people talk about it, but I found it really, really efficient to use. You know, and so I just have to remember to do it, you know, before I get on the plane and lose data and then end up having to try to do it when I land. Well, it's wonderful to be able to have had that done, settled, and able to just go and get your pass through customs, your officer check, and then move on, right? What else is there in this country that could be done easier? And what is it? I see the union leader, Linda Wilson, teachers union leader, complaining about shoddy work during the school repair process, which is being refuted by the Minister of Education. Is doing school repairs something that should be done easier and better? And how do you reconcile that a president of a union says the work was shoddy? What does she mean? What work does she mean? Like, so, and then the minister says, no, it was done by professional people and they did good work. But so you say, I say, how do you reconcile that? What's the shoddy work? Yeah, you're not constructing a building, right? Every time I say this, for some reason, people who, this must get in their jealousy, tooth, or something, right? But it is my life and my reality. When I was minister responsible for education, we had priorities for school repair because you had a short time in which to do repairs. You always needed to ensure that there was no compromising of the roof. You always needed to make sure there was no compromising of the electricity and no compromising of the plumbing. So you always wanted to make sure those repairs were done. So if you have shoddy work done to the roof, who would know that? How would you know that? Because, you know, depending on the, if you're not reconstructing the roof, public works doesn't have to necessarily come and inspect it, right? But you do have officers in the Ministry of Education and them whose responsibility is to ensure that people did the work they were supposed to do. But how is the president, as an example, going to know if the roof was done shoddily? Unless it rains and you have leaks that you had before, right? Then she could tell because her office members are telling her, right? And the plumbing, well, how would you know the plumbing is shoddy? You could know that easily enough. You say the plumbing fixed with the plumbing. Toilet still backing up, right? How about the electrical? Well, you said the electrical work was done. The light and the fan still not coming on. So, I mean, like, how difficult is it to reconcile that the work is, if you're supposed to be doing painting, did you cut well? Did you leave spots? Did you cover all the areas that were supposed to be covered? No. Maybe I should keep the state secrets on these programs and keep the state secrets. Let me keep the state secrets. This text says schools closes from June, right? September. Why do they start doing repairs and such during the last month or a couple of weeks from the school starting? Like some schools is just start doing repairs during the time winding down the school opening. Listen, this has been a perennial problem, but the truth is I am told that they have started to do the repairs earlier, you know. And I mean, they try to mobilize. You have to do the repairs, some repairs when the school is totally vacant, because you can't put teachers and students at risk. The students are gone, but sometimes the teachers are still there for a time as they do all their other stuff and what have you. And then, you know, the teachers come back, teachers don't go back to school in September, you know, teachers go back to school in August. So you really have basically maybe a week in June, if that much, and then you have all of July, and then you have a part of August to do these works. And how long things take depends on the work, right? And depends on the school. Some schools are older than other schools, and so sometimes their issues are much more extensive than other schools. That why do they do this, as in that all of them have this issue? That's not true, right? It really depends on the school and the problem the school has, right? I know that there used to be a call for them to do school repairs all during the year. But again, that's not easy, depending on the repair needing to be done. Because if it's a electrical or plumbing issue, you can't have the students around when that's being done if it's extensive. And then you need to send children home, or you need to find alternative means of accommodating them. So it's something. I tell you one thing. I wonder what would happen if school repairs were taken out of the hands of the Ministry of Education in Nassau and put in the hands of local government, so that the local government is responsible for schools' repairs. How do you think that would go? The text says, and I'll tell you why there might be resistance to that. It says, the contractors are not to blame. The government take long to pay the mobilization to the contractor. Sometimes that's an issue for sure. Sometimes the contractor is the issue, because some contractors themselves, you know, let me tell you something. I can't do it today. I won't do it today. But one of these days, I'm going to tell you all a story about contractors, school contracts in the Bahamas. One day, not today. I'm not going to do it today. This text says, I wish we could improve the time of processing claims that national insurance. Okay. So we got national insurance being easier and faster, says that text. All righty. It's four items. But I will one day. I'm not going to do it today, but I will one day talk to you about school contracts. It says, Mr. Lang, for me, it's affordable housing. I think we need to address the shortages of housing due to Airbnbs, and more regulations are needed to cap rent as they do in California. Oh, wow. Okay, so housing shortage and rent cap. I'd like to see how that argument goes across over cap and rent. I'd love to see how that goes. Say, waiting for drawings to pass in the Ministry of Works. Man, that process is known. So, okay. So getting drawings out of the Ministry of Works. Okay. This text says, Lang, why don't they repair daily? If the repair is major, then you make provisions for repairs. As I said, I don't know what happens now, but I know that discussions were held with regard to trying to do repairs more regularly, to us to avoid building them all up around the summer. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang. For me, it would be road signage. You know, like the lines and the road. The road works on the whole. The repairs and the signage for the road.
When you say signage, you mean less signs, more signs? What do you mean?
Like more signage. Like the lines that are supposed to be in the road. Those lines. The arrows and where the turning lanes are. And so on and so forth. And even the lights. Because the lights just be out. You know, like lights on Robinson and Old Trail Road there that's been broken down for a while. It's the road works on the whole. Everything needs to be done and on time.
Okay, so you want, like one of the things that I'm typically impressed with when you go to the U.S. is their signage is really something. You got to really not be paying attention to get lost.
This is true.
Right. You that's Access 52. That's this one for Boyington Beach Boulevard. You know that they got this. I mean, there's lots of signage to tell you what to do and where to go.
And if signage leading up to it, letting you know, even if you didn't if you missed the first sign, the second one to tell you, you know, it's so much miles or so much meters away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's good.
And, you know. The road work on the whole. Everything covering the road, I need to see them paying attention to because there's so much lack of attention on that.
But let me ask you a question. Let's suppose you went away, came back, and what you asked for actually happened. What would that make you feel?
I'll go back to the airport and see which country I'm in. I strongly believe I just entered the wrong country.
But it would be a good feeling, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm telling you. It would make me feel proud. You know that when I get in the car, like the month, or I went away for 2 weeks and I come back and the hole that was there is no longer there. You know,
man,
the lines in the road. You know when you can overtake. You know when not to overtake. All these things. Left turn, the left on red turn. You're saying you need to put out signage, but how long would it take just to stick up some signs and say, okay, cannot turn, you know, you can turn left here. You can turn left there.
Yes. But let me tell you something. I think that these we would call them small wins, but in point of fact, they are wins that matter to so many people.
Yes, they do.
That could make them feel like, you know what, this country is moving forward, man. I love that. I love
we
got good signage. We got good roads.
Even if you don't have good roads, the repairs are done and in a timely manner.
Right.
Because we know that works need to be done. We know that problem will come. But let us know when the problem arrives. Well, we ain't going to worry about that because I think it'll be there too long before it's repaired.
Ah, I got you. Sir. Appreciate your calling. Very, very, very good contribution. Thank you. This text says, If I went back to the me of the past and told myself how much more expensive today is and how technology evolved in this day and age, but we still slow in a lot of government departments, how do we have all these new technology and still have a problem with efficiency as we did before we added these upgrades and changes? Do we need to upgrade our tools and equipment we using to do the work, repairs, etc.? You know, that's an interesting observation you make because when I went in the bank to apply for a bank account for my son, I went to apply for a bank account and I said, you know, this is incredible. I said, we used to have passbooks, bank books. And used to open up an account. They used to do everything they needed to do to get you to open up an account in a matter of maybe, let's say, an hour. I said, and now they got computers, and it takes days, sometimes weeks. Really? Seriously? Technology is only a tool, boy. It depends on how you use it. This text is Mr. Lang, the PM, made those, So enforcement of traffic laws and a unified, properly organized bus system would make living here so much better. Boy, what a dream. That'd be nice. Enforcement of traffic laws. And you sure you want traffic laws enforced? Seriously? All the members who want traffic laws enforced, raise your hand. I don't know, boy, because the way some of us drive, oh my word. It says international commerce, business transactions to allow persons like creatives and other CMSMEs to have a direct access to being paid for goods and services directly to their bank accounts directly in our Bahamas jurisdiction via international platforms. Okay, that's a lot, but I understand. All right. We have some more text there. The text says, Mr. Lang, I'm so disappointed in both governments, how slack and unprofessional this whole country is run. It's done in bombs, it's tip, bribe, or you know someone, try calling any government office. Wow, that's not good commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm Marsha Gar. The lady run into me, Marsha Gar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Colada Special. Every day from 4 to 6 p.m. enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here, says, Mr. Lang, the PM went to Grand Bahama party the night of, party the night away, now have to be placed on bed rest. I pray for a speedy recovery. Is the PM on bed rest? Oh, I'm not aware of that. Texas, Mr. Lang, what if they enforce suspending your driver's license until you retake your test? That way they do in the way they do in U.S. That would be a great way to strengthen up our roads. When you get too many tickets or accidents, you get a suspended license pending taking a retest to ensure you still know how to drive. Upon doing so, you can get the suspension removed from your license, and we need something for these bus drivers, but that's a topic of its own. Well, I don't know that it is that people can't drive, you know. I just think that people are so impatient on the road, and some people are just, some people drive on the road like they're the only people that have someplace to go. I mean, I saw a young fellow, man, he was just tearing up in the road and overtaking people and cutting through. Clearly, he can drive. I'm serious. He was driving fast, and he was, you know, navigating all those spaces. He can drive. He was just making reckless choices in his driving. So the test won't cure that. You know, that requires something different. Says, as usual, says prison reform, because Fox Hill Prison, it's helping manufacture criminals. We need to let all us walk until we learn to drive. People don't care on the road. And I want to make me walk, and I can drive, and I just try to be careful when I drive. Sometimes I make mistakes, but, you know, I don't think I want to walk. It is. We have a call on the line. Let's take that call first. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Lang. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Mama still listening to the show?
All the time. All the time, man.
Listen, this topic you're talking about, I hear you say something about on the road or something. I said, man, I was on the road today. I can't see the club with my son. Do you realize the amount of vehicles on the road line with no license plate?
Chaos. You know what is strange? You say that? I have to tell you, personally, I have not. But you know, my daughter, who was in school for quite a while, who's just come home for a little bit, she tells me that she sees a lot of that.
My son, them are just picking them out today. You know what that translates to? People doing foolishness on the road, stealing cars, getting cars. They ain't got a license. They ain't got insurance, taking chances. What in the world is going on today? Robberies, all kind of things.
So you think we have a well regulated traffic situation in the Bahamas?
No, we're spiraling out of totally out of control. Someone hit you? They ain't got to stop at the line.
They're supposed to stop. But listen, if they don't stop.
But if you let the fella ride down the road and you ain't wearing, but then the police can't pass him and no license plate and he bump you, what do you think he can do? I had to chastise my own son. He bought a car and he was moving around with it. And the car had two different license plates on it. What in the world is going on in this country, man?
You mean the car he bought had two different license plates on?
Two different license plates on it.
But there is a looseness about some things in this country for sure, man. There is certainly a looseness. And again, though, I ask, are you all ready for a tightened regulatory situation in this country, because that, you know what that means.
That's the only way that things work well.
I'm with you. I'm working with you, but I'm just saying.
We may not like you know, it, but that's the only way it could work well. So someone pump into your car, and you check the police come and check them out. They got 30 party at least, and they license.
But see, let me show you a vibe. Let me show you this, and you tell me if I'm talking nonsense. Our government, right? And you notice I said our government. Yes, we love to coddle the public. So, for instance, EPL says, I need to raise the fuel surcharge. We say, no, the people can't afford that. NIB says, we need to raise the rate. We can't afford that. We think times are hard. We don't cut back. We don't cut back. We say, oh, you know what? You know, keep doing this and keep doing that. So the signal we keep sending to the community on some of these things is, we are here to coddle you. But you know this. When you training your children, that's not a good strategy.
No, it's not.
Right? If your income get a little shouty, you know, no bro, we know you know Captain Crunch coming in here today. Right?
We gotta eat
post cereal.
I agree. Or Rice Krispie. Or
Rice Krispie too expensive.
But you know, me
and you might be in that same group. Remember when your parents used to shift from Kellogg's to Post cereal?
I'm telling you, man. Telling you. I know, but the thing, on all honesty, we have to stop and we got to take check ourselves in this country because, buddy, everything is basically out of control. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you for calling, man. I appreciate you calling. This text says there is a shortage of license plates at road traffic. You can get inspection sticker and license renewal, but have to return at a later date for the plates. Okay. That could explain why people might be running around without their license plates. This text says, good day, Chivago. Great show as usual. I have a coworker who said she licensed a car, but road traffic has no plate. See, that's another person confirming it. So, yeah, that could explain it. That could very well explain it. But you could. So maybe what we need to do is not only look for the license plate, but check for the sticker, because they can't have a shortage of sticker. They could give you the sticker, so that you could see October 2024, and then you know the car's license. But maybe you don't get the plate. This text says, you could always tell when a car ain't meet requirements. When police decide to do their inspection, then people be trying to find a way off the one-way road to U-turn. That's how somebody hit me about a year and a half ago. And our people don't know how to use the road roundabout. Some of these people don't even know the traffic rules. Like I told a person the other day, you can't stop in the middle of a highway to allow a pedestrian to cross, especially if they didn't start walking yet. Simple rules like those, people don't know. That is true. It said road traffic across the country did not have plates, so they were giving you receipts to show the police. They just started advertising that some batches of plates were available and persons could come in and retrieve. Fix road traffic by allowing them to issue actual temp tags like other countries, print on site, and reprinted. Man, they do run out of stickers also. No, man, stop talking nonsense. The decal do? Oh, boy. So, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm still waiting on my license plate since last December. Oh, boy. I wonder what that's about. Like, Why would road traffic not have like I'm serious, is it a logistical issue from the suppliers, or is it a money issue from the government? Is it a administrative issue with poor planning? Like why would road traffic not have license plates? You know, license plates could be a wonderful revenue stream for road traffic, right? I'm not talking about the licensing. I'm talking about license plate. Like honestly, if you're the government, like, what are you concerned with? You're concerned with you license this equipment, this vehicle. I got it, and you got it inspected, and so forth. What if I could order my own license plate and register that with road traffic? What's the problem? I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. It'd be good. Maybe somebody could tell us one day. Say, like I realized, 90% of drivers don't respect the roundabout. They don't care who they're first. Well, this is part of the issues. There's people who just don't care, period, about anything on the road. They just care about doing what they want to do, going where they're going, and so forth and so forth. So a couple of times this week, last week, I was on the road, and man, somebody's driving really slow. I was like, for real? I mean, 20 miles per hour? Really? And so the traffic was backing up. Anyway, when I got an opportunity to take over, it was an elderly person. And I said to myself, you know what, buddy? Hush your mouth, because, you know, we all grow old. And we're trying to be careful. But that's better them than them people who just rush up on the back of you like they got a rat for us to take over. Oh, my goodness. It's Texas. I don't believe we have to live like prisoners for the law to be enforced. I don't run the red light, but some people do. I don't steal cars or hold illegal weapons, but some people do. Bringing the power of the state down on me and others like me, creating massive gridlock in the process, is anti-productive. The government needs to use intelligence to target offenders, not frustrate everybody. That's a great statement. I got to read that again. That's a very good statement. I don't believe we have to live like prisoners for the law to be enforced. I don't run the red light, but some people do. I don't steal cars or hold illegal weapons, but some people do. Bringing the power of the state down on me and others like me, creating massive gridlock in the process, anti-productive. The government needs to use intelligence to target offenders, not frustrate everybody. Wow. Thank you for that. Excellent point. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the family.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabag Olang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. This text says, Mr. Lang, we need the road laws to be enforced. The roads are chaotic with lawless driving. It's the only way madness will stop. But we also need the roads fixed. We pay too much in the road taxes for these roads to be in these conditions, which is also affecting our vehicles and our pockets. This text says, Mr. Lang, let's talk about austerity measures the government needs to take. How about the government cut back on travel and use Zoom, for instance? How about the PM not riding so often BMW, but in a Toyota? This text says, I have been checking at least twice a month with road traffic department, and all they do is stamp the receipt to show traffic cops if I get pulled over. Someone say, I know what the problem is with license plate. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. What the problem is? Someone tell me what the problem is at road traffic. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Good. Anytime you're on the road, coming from east, west, north, or south, and you enter the roundabout, the traffic in the roundabout, which is on your right, has the right of the road. Did you hear
me? Yes, ma'am. That's the rule.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's someone studying the rules. This text says, I remember Saturday, I think it was, drove from Coral Harbor to JFK. I passed at least 3 to 4 accidents on the road. Driving is some skill, but I'd say about 30% of driving is communication. We communicate our intentions with the other drivers, not by words, but a signal to say I'm turning, a slowing down and braking to allow the turn, working lights and hand signals, etc. Accidents are usually just a result of miscommunication on the road. In some cases, if you spend more time on your phone than focusing on the road, it is miscommunication because you weren't paying attention to receive the message. If we can master road communication, we can lower the amount of accidents on the road. That is brilliant. Very true. Brilliant observation. We appreciate that. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Lang. I apologize for calling back, but you asked a question. You say, oh, if anybody know what happened to the license, they called you. Now, I ain't going to call no names, and I'm going to prefix what I am saying by it's all alleged. Okay? There's a former MP. Of the Progressive Liberal Party that whose family members were given a contract to build a prison. Okay, now the prison price started out about $30-40 million, but then spiraled out of control almost $100 million. So that contract was put on hold. The same former MP got the contract to his family members to do the license plates. It was taken away from from Ministry of Works, given to the family members, the license plates were being done at the prison. Now, something gone awry with it, thus the backlog and license case. It's all friends, family, and lovers. That's all I can say. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, now, I don't know that I've ever, I have never known how license plates are produced in the country. I really don't know what that process is. Is it contracted out to private vendors? Really? Is it? Or is it a direct order by the prison department through its ministry? I mean, I honestly don't know, but I'm going to find out. Mind you, I don't think that there's a problem with there being some production opportunity in that regard, you know, because I do think that there's revenue and opportunity for citizens to personalize their plates and all that kind of stuff. But I honestly don't know what the process is, and I'm not going to accept that it's because somebody gave a contract to a former member of a member of parliament of the government. I don't know that to be true, etc. But I am going to seek to find out how we deal with the government licensing process. I am going to do that, as I think it'd be interesting to find out why we have this issue. As Road Traffic ever said, there again, it'd be useful to say, wouldn't it? This Texas, good afternoon, Mr. Langford. Is better road signs and markings. Also, I think driver's education is needed and customer service. You get great service, but sometimes you get someone that gives you bad service. That can happen here for sure, most places. This says, Mr. Lang, the license plates are garbage. When you drive, what are the plates? Keep sprayed. Wow. Not the plates I have. And we have the same plates from the government. I've never had that issue. So I don't know what might be happening there. You know, we have an opportunity. We do. This country, we do. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
About the license plate issue, according to the minister responsible, she said that there's nothing wrong with them producing the license plate. There's something wrong with the equipment. She said this in the House of Assembly. Okay.
Okay. So they do produce their own licenses.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So it's not issued out to a third party.
But she did not specify, but she did say in the House of Assembly that there was, because when it came up, she said that they don't have no problems or whatever. She said there was equipment failure. I don't know
who's road traffic minister now?
Honorable Gilbert Colby she's Davis.
She's still transport with energy?
Yes, she's still, and she's still the minister for transportation.
Okay. So she said it's an equipment issue.
That has been an equipment issue for the last 2 years or year and a half. What kind of equipment is this? They can't get fixed.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
That's incredible. Thank you. I appreciate you calling. I don't know. Let me read this text for you. It says, I'm curious, if police was to crack down on government cars and do background checks on the drivers when they do traffic infractions, I wonder how much government employees would end up in trouble after. But anyway, I think about 40% of our Bahamian drivers won't be able to drive in the U.S. or handle driving in the U.S. The road rules and such more strict. Well, the reality is, if you have a Bahamian license and you rent a car, they don't give you a driver's test, so you go driving. Lots of Bahamians do from the U.S. So, you know. I was saying we have an opportunity. We've always had an opportunity to do some things with some of these little things, and maybe we'd have a chance and do lots of them. And as the lady said, when she comes, she might go back to the airport and wonder if she's in the same country she left. But God bless you, man. So glad you could join us today. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Rula, I'm your host. He spares our life. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Do well. Come take my walk this road together through the storm, whatever.